I lasted about 6 weeks after my cat died.
Writer Karen Anderson.
Although I still miss her, and will always miss her, I needed another cat in my life. In my house, on my windowsill, on my lap. So, before I headed out to the Cherryland Humane Society, I asked a friend, who's a vet tech, for some tips. I thought she'd tell me stuff about bright eyes and a shiny coat. Instead, she said one word, personality. Thus it was that I picked a calico stray. There was something about her intelligent face that spoke to me. When you step back from pet ownership, you notice it's kind of a strange idea. The way we bring animals, who are very different from ourselves, into our houses. The way we want them to be human and admire them for the ways they're not. My cat seems to have very little interest in being a person, and who can blame her? She can leap onto the refrigerator in a single bound, fall asleep in an instant, and wake up just as fast. In my next life, in fact, I might prefer to be a cat. Agile, affectionate, independent, inscrutable. My next 9 lives.
Karen Anderson lives in Traverse City.